Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
Doing double duty.
That's shocked, right, that you're here. What's going on?
Wow.
Are you sick? What? Chris, I'm doing double duty,
Rob Parker.
That means you're not working tomorrow or something.
Nah, I'm off tomorrow.
Oh, see,
I'm doing TV all morning. I'm co-hosting Undisputed, so everybody make sure you check that out. But I will not be doing the Odd Couple radio show tomorrow night. So I'm doing double duty today, and so are you. We co-hosted the Dan Patrick show this morning. Bright and early, had a lot of fun with that.
Very nice.
Yes. That was a lot of fun. And we came back and going, like I said, double duty. We got David Fizdale, former NBA coach, Rob. Data! He's joining us at the bottom of the hour. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. So,
And I did want to say happy Jackie Robinson Day to you, Chris Broussard. We talked about it earlier today, and we'll talk about it during this program as well, number 42. Everybody wearing number 42 today and tomorrow all over Major League Baseball. And both of us. He's a hero to both of us. And I don't know any good people out there, if Jackie Robinson isn't one of your heroes, you know what I mean? I don't know where you're coming from.
I hear you. So, yeah, it is great that Major League Baseball is celebrating this basically for the next 2 days. And we'll talk about it. We'll get into it later in the show, but it's going to be a fun conversation for sure, and an important conversation. So we got plenty of stuff coming your way over the next 3 hours, folks. So you know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt in the building on a TV theme song Thursday. Are we taking requests or is this Alex's at his whim?
We take some requests. Alex usually does pick some stuff, but we do take some. If people really want to hear their favorite TV theme song, you know, hit up Alex on social media or hit me up. Alex, what's your Twitter?
Oh, it's Alex underscore Tyshirt, T-I-C-H-E-R-T. We're very inclusive here, my guys. We like the people to feel a part of the show.
No doubt.
As long as it's not Iowa Sam picking the theme song.
Oh, gosh.
He was picking some bizarre stuff.
Right. It was like from Bizarro World shows we never even heard of.
Right.
I thought Iowa Sam would hit us up with, you know, Hee Haw and Petticoat Junction.
Haw.
Right, and stuff like that, you know, coming from the heartland and the cornfields. I don't know, what does Iowa have?
Cornfields.
Oh, okay, cornfields. Yes, so I was right.
It is the heartland and the cornfields, so you got that right. We got super producer Rob G in the house running things, and the always professional Steve Heisman DeSager the updates.
I'll say one last thing and let's go. But I took the plunge. I am returning to Australia. I bought my ticket today. So I am going to Australia.
Wow.
Yep.
When?
I just bought it. January. So.
What part?
I'm going to go to Sydney. And then go to Perth, which is the West Coast. I've been to Australia before.
That's the big city on the west side.
Yeah, you know, but I just wanted to just see another part of the country down there. And
where did you go, for the Olympics or you just went
over? I just went on vacation, like in 92, Chris. That's how long it's been. So I haven't been there in a long time. So
wow, I've never been to Australia.
Yeah, that's a must.
I don't miss Australia.
I've never been there, so I never played.
All right, let's get into it, Rob. Some sobering news, I guess, is the way to put it. But thankfully, everything is fine. But LaMarcus Aldridge, the Nets center, perennial all-star with the Portland Trailblazers and the San Antonio Spurs, announced today abruptly, Rob, that he was retiring. It shocked everybody, but he had an irregular heartbeat. And he said when they played the Lakers last weekend that he really was afraid. He felt the feeling he had in his heart was really scary for him. And so he decided to hang it up. And I'm thankful that he's done this before anything, you know, tragic happened. And I'm also thankful for this, Rob. Not that this is ever a good time for something like this to happen, but he had a career, like a full career.
He's 35
years old.
Right.
Wasn't like his. Remember his teammate Brandon Roy, who got injured with the knee injuries and never was able to.
And had to bow out.
Yep. Another Blazer, Greg Oden, never got to really have a career. So LaMarcus had 15 years, 7 times made the All-Star team, 5 times made All-NBA. So he's had a full career, didn't get that championship. But to be honest, Rob, this would have been nice for him to win a title. It wasn't going to change his legacy.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean?
Not at all.
Yeah, right. It wasn't like he was going to lead them and or even be the second guy. So congratulations to him on a great career and – you know, thankfully he's safe and hopefully that'll remain the case.
Yeah. It definitely is one of those things where we were wondering what was going on, right, where he missed the 2 games, Chris, and then they said it was not COVID related. So you're trying to figure out, you don't remember seeing him fall or hurt himself, right, during the game.
Right.
So you couldn't figure out like what was going on. So now this makes a lot of sense, but you always have to look out for yourself and think about your family and your future. Obviously, it would be crazy to say, well, let me try to finish out the season or play around or, you know, no. That you're not doing that. He's a young guy. He's got a long life to live. And to try to eke out a few more games or something, you know what I mean, would be ridiculous. He did the right thing.
Enjoy your life, brother. Man, you like
got
you
a
said,
long
he
way
got
to
all
go.
The money he could ever think about. Got a family, so enjoy your life. I don't think, Rob, not to belittle him, because I think he would have helped him. He had turned into a stretch 5, so I think he would have been valuable in that regard for the Nets. But I don't think this hurts their chances of winning the championship at all. DeAndre Jordan, who wasn't playing when Aldridge came, Aldridge became the starter, and Jordan was getting DMPs. But now, like you said, he jumps in. And he's probably better suited to guard Andre Drummond of the Lakers and Joel Embiid of the Sixers, you know, than Aldridge is anyway. So I thought he did a pretty good job, even though Aldridge or Embiid had, 39 and 13 last night.
Right, right. I mean,
he's
going to get his. Right, right.
Right. So, yeah, so I think they're still fine. They got depth galore. Nick Claxton has played well for him, too.
He really has come along, Chris. I'm watching this kid, and he's pretty good. And
yeah.
You know what I like, too, for a big guy? He makes his free throws. You know what I mean? Like you can't just, like he's a liability. Every time you touch the ball, you foul him or whatever. He makes free throws. So, that's in the playoffs, you got to have guys who make free throws.
I'm going to throw this at you, Rob. This might be a doozy. Is LaMarcus Aldridge a Hall of Famer?
Let me clear my throat. No way, no how. Everybody in this world thinks that everybody should be a Hall of Famer. Didn't we just have this with Edelman just the other day? Oh, yeah, Edelman. He's a Hall of Famer. Oh, yeah, Edelman. No, he's not. And neither is LaMarcus
Aldridge. I think Aldridge is more of a Hall of Famer than Edelman. But
right. I would say that. But even then, he had a really good career, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, very good career.
Right, right.
The NBA story easily can be told without him.
Gosh.
He didn't win an MVP. You know,
the
like,
Western Conference story can be told without
exactly
the story this, of the 2000s, 2010s. You know what I mean? When he played,
the only
footmark, can be told without him.
Footnote that you would have about him is when he went to San Antonio, which was different for them signing like a bigger free agent when he went.
Right.
That was it.
But
Chris,
even and that story it. Doesn't end well. Because, I mean, he played okay, but he didn't give him
okay.
He
wasn't the guy
deliver.
That you thought he was going to be. I agree. I totally agree. So I don't think he's close to a Hall of Famer. We need to stop this prisoner of the moment and wanting to give everybody induction into the Hall of Fame because their career's over. I just – where'd this come from?
Nah, I'm with you, Rob. And look, again, you said it, but it bears repeating. LaMarcus Aldridge had a very good career. A very good career. He was a perennial All-Star. He's seven-time All-Star. 5 times he made the All-NBA team. For his career, he averaged 19 points and 8 boards. He was very good. But as our friend Skip Bayless, Rob, would say, it's not the Hall of Very Good. I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge, to me, he didn't put his imprint on the game, on the league in any way. And that's what I think of with a Hall of Famer, like the impact. And people want to point to the 5 All-NBA team. Rob G thinks he's a Hall of Famer. You know, Rob G thinks Talen Horton Tucker's about to become the next Damian Lillard, too. But that's neither here nor there. But Rob G pointed out, oh, 5 All-NBA. Look, we know this era that Aldridge played in, nothing against him, Rob, the big men are watered down. Am I right? Like, look at some of the other All-NBA players of the era that Aldridge made. Al Jefferson made an All-NBA team. DeAndre Jordan's made 3 All-NBA teams. Ain't nobody thinking about him as a Hall of Famer. 3 All-NBA teams. It's not even, no. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins made some All-NBA teams. He's not getting anywhere near Springfield without a ticket. So, I'm sorry. Aldridge was great, but there's no way. Chris Webber's not in the Hall of Fame. He was better than LaMarcus Aldridge.
There you go. You can end the conversation right there, Chris. What else? You can end the conversation right there. And it don't look like Chris Webber's getting in.
Yeah, he might not. He's close. You know who else? You know, honestly, Rob, this is close. And he won't make the all. I don't think he'll make an all the Hall of Fame. I'm almost positive he won't. Rasheed Wallace.
Right.
You can make an argument he was better than LaMarcus Aldridge. He carried those Blazers teams for a while. Like, he was the number one guy. They never got to the finals, but they did get close when they lost to the Lakers in that Game 7. He was their guy. And then he goes to Detroit and
He was the missing piece. You know that,
right,
Chris. That was the piece that solidified that team and helped them win a championship. Rasheed Wallace, who I got to see up close play. That dude was – if you were picking sides, Chris, you want that guy on your team. I don't care what anybody says.
Rob, he doesn't have the accolades of Aldridge. He only made 4 All-Star teams, never was All-NBA. So you got that for Aldridge over him. If I had to pick a team, I'd take Rasheed over Aldridge.
Am I right? In a minute.
There's no doubt. I would take Rasheed over Aldridge. And so I just don't see it. Kevin Love, some of the names people are throwing out, Chris Bosh. You know what? I think Bosh might have been slightly better than Aldridge, but that's a fair comparison. Rob, Bosh will probably get in, but it's because he teamed up with LeBron and Wade and became a part of an all-time great trio. That's why I think. And that guys get in. Like, Draymond's going to get in because he was a key player on a super team, right? Like a great team.
That happens with some guys. He'll get in because they won so much, the 73 wins.
Right.
But just on his own stats or whatever, he wouldn't get in.
No.
Not like
Dennis
that.
Johnson made it with the Celtics. Was great, won the title in Seattle, but probably because he was a great part of that great team, right?
Had that big steal, right? And Bombastic, Bird had the steal.
From Isaiah.
And Dennis Johnson scored the basket. Remember that?
Or Bird got the steal. Yeah, Dennis, DJ hit the
layup. Bird had the steal, and Dennis Johnson laid it up. It was Chris, I could remember that game as if it was yesterday.
Oh, I know. Were you in Detroit?
I was working in New York.
Right.
And I wasn't covering that game, but I was watching on television. I was an NBA writer, but I was watching. And I was laying in bed watching a little 12-inch deal, you know what I mean? Like, and I could not believe that. I just could not believe that.
Yeah, I'm with you because I was doing the same thing, watching it on television. I mean, that was 87?
Something like that.
It was 87. Yep. So I would have been in college. And, yeah, because I was a big Isaiah Thomas fan. And I wasn't a Celtics fan by any stretch of the imagination.
I just remember going, oh, my God. Because the Larry Bird thing was just, at a fever pitch.
Absolutely.
So for him to steal the ball, right. I was like,
what? Well, also, Rob, was that the series when was that the series when Isaiah and Rodman criticized Bird?
It might have been.
Yeah.
It might have been. Because it might have come after that game, actually.
You're right.
Because the whole talk. They went crazy about Bird. If you remember, the conversation was all about Bird. And I think that's what got Dennis Rodman worked up. It might be. Because you might be off with the timing. But I think that was it.
Yeah, you might. If that's the case, then that was definitely, and I'm sure Isaiah, he might not admit it, but that was the worst day of Isaiah Thomas's career, if that happened. Because you threw that pass away and then the comments about Bird. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Simple question. Is LaMarcus Aldridge a Hall of Famer? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, get ready for the fight of a lifetime with Triller Fight Club. Ben Askren, the former Bellator and ONE Championship champion, came out of retirement to fight a YouTuber on a card stacked with amazing fights. It's live from Atlanta this Saturday, April 17th, 2 days away from now, on pay-per-view. Check this out, though. There's more than fighting. There's going to be an iconic music event featuring Justin Bieber, Diplo, and Doja Cat. But there's more. The debut of the hip-hop supergroup full of icons. They call themselves Mount Westmore, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, Too Short, and E-40. Man, you need to get in on the action. April 17th, Saturday.
I need a 40-ounce.
Hey, 9 Eastern, 9 p.m. Eastern is only on pay-per-view. Order the fight now at TrillerFightClub.com. Heck, you just might want to see the concert. Mount Westmore. I mean, that probably worth the price of admission right there.
Amazing. Sounds like a party.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's get down to it, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. Simple question. Is LaMarcus Aldridge a Hall of Famer? Your turn to win.
All right, let's kick it off with Keith in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Rob, Chris, what's up, fellas?
How you?
What up, brother? How are you?
I'm good, man. Listen, for one thing, I think the NBA Hall of Fame is the easiest of the big three Hall of Fames to get in. I think everyone gets in if you had a semi-good career.
Is Chris Webber in?
Chris Webber's not in, which is odd. Which you know, you have a point right there, Chris. But I do think it's the easiest of the big three. We can agree on that one, right?
I don't know. I mean, baseball got so many opportunities. That veterans committee, Rob. Yeah. No, that veterans. Rob wants to act like the veterans committee isn't legit. But
nah,
hey,
it ain't.
You a Hall of Famer.
It ain't.
You a Hall of Famer.
It ain't legit. No, but Keith, I think your point is well taken, and this is the problem, Keith. And I've said this before. The NBA needs its own Hall of Fame. This is the Basketball Hall of Fame, and that's the issue. The NBA should have its separate Hall of Fame, and I think that would clear up
that
some
of it. That is a part of it, right?
Seriously.
Yeah. I don't want to have to be weighing the dude's college career.
Right.
Because honestly, I mean, granted, it's only 4 years. There's an argument for Christian Laettner if you're just talking about basketball.
Christian Laettner should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. He had one of the best college careers, Chris. He was.
And he was a dream teamer. I mean, he didn't do much, but he was a dream teamer.
He was on that team.
He's not a Hall of Famer. That's a good point. At some point, you got to separate it. Make it just NBA. But is the caller, he probably fell off.
We lost Keith. Keith, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, as always. Let's talk to Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? What's happening, guys?
What up,
Chris,
Mark?
Real quick, Chris, who you co-hosting with in the morning? Just curious.
Jason McIntyre, LeVar Arrington, and Greg Jennings.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I'll tune in to watch you in the morning and get
just
a breath of fresh air away from you-know-who. Thank you, bro. but no way. He's not in the Hall of Famer. Matter of fact, here's how I look at it. And, Rob, you'll appreciate this. If any sports writer, sportscaster, radio talk show host, blogger, tweeter, if you have to ask the question, is he? No, he ain't.
I hear you.
I'll say the same thing I say to Rob, Mark. Eli Manning, people wonder, is he a Hall of Famer?
See, I don't doubt it because he's in top tens in touchdowns and yards, and he beat the 18-0 Patriots. He has two Super Bowl MVPs. Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. He just is. You know,
not everybody feels that way.
Well,
that's my point.
I'm talking about when I look at people, if I have to flinch, Chris, or think about it, you're not going to get my
vote.
So,
Chris Webber, not. It's just not.
No, to you. Not to me.
All right. Rob's Hall of Fame would be tiny.
It would be just very small. Know. You already know it. You know, I got a lot of big things in life, but my Hall of Fame vote would be small, okay?
Hey, can I hear data? No, play it when Fizz gets on. Play it when Fizz gets on. We got David Fizdale, former NBA coach, coming up in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, he was a very good NBA coach, and you may see him on the sidelines again in the future. But he also, when he was coaching in Memphis, did a great job there, had one of the great lines of the last several years from a coach.
We wear it out every chance we get.
We do.
Take that for data.
And the desk slap just seals it.
Yes.
So this is our man David Fizdale. Fizz, what's up, man? Fizz?
Explain it to me.
What's up, guys? Good to talk to you.
Hey, man, much do people bring that up to you often?
Man, you will be surprised. I could be eating at a nice restaurant, or like I could be out somewhere and somebody will just slide by me and be like, hey, take that for that. And I just fall out. I'm like, man, yeah. I'm like, people are nuts, man. I'm like,
you
hey,
know what?
I tell them, pick up my check. Take that.
Yeah, right. Take that for
data. Take that for data.
Take that for data.
Take that for data in American Express. How about that?
I hear you. Now, Fizz, we've seen you all over doing media. Do you want to get back into coaching adventure? Or are you liking this media thing? We've seen like a Jeff Van Gundy basically make a whole second career out of this. Do you kind of see that, or would you like to get back into coaching?
Well, I definitely would like to get back into coaching. But I think, unfortunately, the circumstances of COVID and when it hit, and then me having a newborn during that time, it's just really made me sit still for a minute. And I'm actually enjoying the TV stuff. I'm learning a lot. I mean, you guys do it, and Chris, you're as good as they get. I mean, it's right. Not just you walk on there and just know how to do it. Like, it's stuff that goes into it and how to deal with topics and address topics and things like that. And so, you know, I'm enjoying the learning process, actually, and kind of starting from scratch and, you know, learning from really talented people in a different craft. And so, you know, at some point that will be a thing that I will probably end up permanently doing. But, you know, in the near future, I'd like to get back into coaching.
Great. And congratulations on the birth of your child.
Yes.
That's great.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank
Mazel
tov. He's been fun.
That's awesome. Talking about some NBA stuff, and I guess we could talk about that Nets 76ers game. The Nets didn't have most of their star players in that contest. Fizz, what is that? You know, we had Eddie House on. He said that was the Nets basically not wanting to show their hand or show them what they got. Is that how it's done? Like, you don't want to – you don't play your big guys in a game like that? It just seems strange that it could be wind up being a tiebreaker at some point, you know, that game, but yet they didn't feel compelled to have to play that game.
Well, I think I've seen it done multiple ways. You know, what Eddie is saying is definitely something I've seen done before, where coaches strategically may keep a guy here or there out. But I think also, you know, in today's NBA, I think sometimes, you know, they just mark a date and say, we're going to keep guys out because we got to keep, you know, we got to make it through this whole season. And I think if you look at what's been happening through the injuries and things like that, I think teams are starting to be a lot more cautious about how they push their guys and when they push them and, you know, all of those things. And so I think it could definitely be a combination of both. But I think Eddie makes a valid point. Maybe they don't want to tip their hand. But at the end of the day, you know, both teams will be showing something at that point. And no one's really hiding anything or have any big secrets. So
right, that's what I was thinking.
You know, you're gonna know your opponent pretty well by the time you get to the end.
Fizz, I've picked Brooklyn, both Rob and I picked Brooklyn to win it. They got so much talent, and they've looked good. You know, Harden's just orchestrating at the point guard position so well that everything seems to fit together. But I got to be honest, man. I'm scared about this pick because Steve Nash even said it last night. They may not have their whole team for the rest of the regular season. And to go into the playoffs with your big three playing maybe 10, 12 games together, maybe it'll be 8 or 9. It just seems like that we know that's completely unprecedented for a team to do that and win a championship. And you were in Miami with the big three in that first year, you know, they didn't win it. Nope. Do you think it's possible that the team can play so little together and win a championship in the NBA?
This year, I believe that can happen. I just think that everything that we're seeing in the last 2 years really is unprecedented when it comes to how a season is played, the moves that have been made, the injuries, how COVID has affected games played. And so in such a unique season where you see, like, we don't know how teams are going to really end up at the end, but they got super talent. The Lakers are super talented, right? They got big-time players, but they're banged up. You know, Brooklyn goes through their rotation of, you know, two guys on, one guy off, and sometimes it's just one guy on, two guys off, and those guys aren't playing together. But you know when you get all that talent on the floor – they're a monster. Hell, they're a monster when you don't have all of that talent on the floor. So I just think that with such a unique season and the way that teams have had to really Navy SEAL it, right? They just land in some place and they go play, and whoever's available is got to go get the job done. And I think that's helping teams in some ways, and I think all the teams have had to face it. And I would rather be the team that has all the talent dealing with that circumstance than a team that's just holding on by a thread who has a very low margin for error.
How about the MVP race? Obviously, a lot of guys have been hurt this year. So, you know, Embiid is playing great since he came back, but he missed over 20 games. LeBron was playing well. People were talking about him for a while. He got hurt. You know, Harden was playing great. He got hurt. I mean, who would you – if you had to pick somebody right now, who would you pick to be your MVP?
Oh, right now, to me, it's the Joker. I think Jokic is the guy, and I think, again, I think this will be an MVP most likely decided on the war of attrition. And, you know, if he can stay on the court, knock on wood, like all of these guys, I mean, Giannis, everybody has gotten the bug. I think if he can stay on the court, and now he's going to be asked to do more without Jamal Murray running around out there, I think statistically it's going to be tough to beat him because he's just filling up that stat sheet every single night in every single way. Right. And, you know, when you're missing 20 games and you're dealing with a guy that's constantly filling up the numbers like that, that's tough to catch. And so right now he's the guy for me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Fizz. Let me ask you this last thing about the Lakers. Now, we know they got LeBron and AD coming back at some point, and then Andre Drummond's there. LeBron, for the most part, and I'd say even AD as well, both of them, for the most part, have not really played with a dominant post guy, somebody that's going to be on the block, you know, clogging up the lane, and they kind of like that lane wide open. Do you think that's going to be an adjustment for LeBron and AD, but particularly LeBron?
I don't, because I don't feel like Drummond is just a guy who's just going to go stand in the paint. Drummond's a pick-and-roll player. That's his number one gift, is setting pick-and-rolls and getting to the rim. Playing below the free-throw line when other guys are creating plays, and now you take a body off of him and he's on the glass, or he's getting a drop-off pass with dunks and things like that. And then I think he's a post-up guy. And so what I've always seen when guys of Drummond's talent level get to a team where they have guys like LeBron and AD, they fall in line. And they understand, like, this may be my only shot to win a title. These guys have done it. I need to play my role and do the things that really helps this team. And luckily for him, Dwight Howard was a perfect example. Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee were perfect examples of what the Lakers were missing when those guys left, right? A rim roller, shot changer, shot blocker, you know, just a presence, an offensive rebound, dominant offensive rebounder, things like that. And so adding him, if he can just be that for them and not try to be more for his ego, but just be more for the team, I think it's going to work out just fine.
So quickly, who's your pick? Brooklyn, the Lakers, or somebody else to win it all?
I don't like you at all right now.
You know we got to put you on the spot.
Welcome to the media, man.
That's right. Hey, no fence sitting here on the
Odd Couple. I think I know who you're going with. I think I know who your heart is with.
Well, here's the thing. So before I say my thing, I just want to preface it with this. We just talked about all these guys banged up, so I'm putting that out there first. But I'm gonna say this. Just to be different than y'all. I'm going Lakers with health.
Lakers with health. All right.
So that means it ain't happening.
I knew he was going with LeBron. I knew he was going.
It's more than that. I think the Lakers have two guys that really cause matchup problems. Like, they can pound at Brooklyn. I really believe that. Although Brooklyn can run and shoot and fast and all of that, and I think Lakers can play some of that game, where I think Lakers really get teams is that LeBron and AD are such tough matchups versus the switch. And, you know, at the end of the day, though, you know, I just want to see those two teams go at it.
Right.
I like Philly, too, but I just don't know if Philly will have enough to overcome all of that firepower that Brooklyn is putting on the floor.
That's our man, David Fizdale, former NBA head coach. Great stuff, Fizz, man. We appreciate it, brother.
Man, anytime. I wish you guys well. Take care of yourself.
You too.
All right, you too, man.
Take that for David. Data.
That's right, David Fizdale. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Explain it to me.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Uh-huh. Hee-hee.
Uh-huh.
Hee-hee.
Wow.
Hey, you know what, Chris? For all the youngins out there, you need to go to YouTube, Chris. You brought it, right?
Right,
and watch
absolutely.
The Hee Haw. Just, It was like ridiculous.
Was it any good? I was so little. I have no idea if it was good.
It was dumb.
They're pretty girls, right? Old
and
country
Daisy
dudes
Dukes,
and pretty girls, yes. Because my grandfather, I remember, used to watch it with my grandparents.
Everybody watched it. It came on Saturday nights. It was Hee-Haw.
Right.
So.
It was only three channels back then. So.
Yes. I'm sorry, but that's all we had. Right. Everybody watched Hee-Haw.
I know people can't even imagine that, Rob. These young people are like, three channels? How in the world did you survive?
And everybody, black people, was watching Hee-Haw on Saturday night because there was nothing else on. Trust me.
Nah, that's right. All right, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, the iCover. We're brought to you by Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of stores in the United States that take credit cards. So, come on, that's everywhere. So, learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Rob, Kobe Bryant, the late, great Kobe Bryant, of course, is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. Really one of the great all-time classes, too, because Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett are going in with Kobe. I mean, it don't get much better than that. And Michael Jordan is going to introduce Kobe, or, you know, introduce him and present him, I should say, is the way it is. Present him to the Hall of Fame, which will no doubt be tremendous. Jordan, you remember, at Kobe's memorial was fantastic. And you don't see Jordan speak a lot publicly nowadays. And so to see him, and he was obviously very emotional about Kobe, cried, joked about it. And it was to hear his, you know, the specifics of his relationship with Kobe. It was great. So I think he's going to do a fantastic job, Rob. And you think, and I know a lot of people think, and I can't argue with it, couldn't get much better of a presenter than Jordan.
No. Some people thought maybe it should have been Shaq, Chris,
yeah,
but I don't think so.
I could have seen Shaq.
I think because Kobe wanted to be Michael Jordan, and I remember listening to some clips on the radio where you don't see the person, and I was like, is that Jordan? Like, he sounded like him. He walked like him. He had the wristband on his elbow, Chris. Yep. Like the way, am I right? I mean, he tried to be Michael Jordan down to the walk, to the talk, to the way Jordan wore
to
his
the game.
Uniform. Yes.
To the game. He was a facsimile of Michael Jordan, Rob.
That's really what
Kobe Bryant was. He was a facsimile of Michael Jordan. And I did bring up Shaq. You know, I think because obviously they won three championships together, and we know the tension that was there, the downright disgust with each other at times that was there. So I think it would have been nice, you know, for Shaq to present him. But, you know, then that could have put in people's mind, you know, while Shaq's presenting, maybe some people would have been thinking, Rob, about, well, they weren't even, you know, we know they had beef, so why is Shaq doing it? So Jordan, it's hard to beat Jordan. I think he's going to do a great job. He's actually also presenting Kim Mulkey, which I don't know necessarily. I don't know their relationship, but that's the coach, the women's coach at Baylor. And so that'll be the Michael Jordan Hall of Fame presentation special. But it's going to be great, him presenting Kobe. Keep it locked. 2 hours left. Odd Couple.